Carl in Irvindale, California. Irwindale. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Leo. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going great. How you doing?
Great. Question. Once a month, I have family and friends over, and we barbecue and we watch a movie in my front yard. I have a projector screen.
How fun. I like that.
A blast.
Yeah.
A few people have a little hard of hearing. I have an old stereo system, surround sound system that I set up.
Yeah.
So I got to run the wires across the lawn and everywhere, so it kind of gets tangled up every once in a while. But I was wondering if there's an option to be able to broadcast either an FM or maybe Bluetooth. So that way, everybody that has either hard of hearing or people just don't want to listen to the speakers or have no audio at all and be able to watch and listen on your headphones. Is there a device that could do that?
I might loop in Scott Wilkinson on this one. I don't know if he's... Are you listening to this, Scott, as we talk?
I just heard the very end of it.
That's a great idea, especially on a warm night. He sets up a projector and the family gets outside and watches a movie all together. It's like a drive-in.
Outdoor home theater. I love it.
Your personal drive-in. But some of the people are a little hard of hearing. There is a technology hearing aids support. Not all hearing aids, but will allow you to do that. They're designed actually for in the home as well. What is it? Loop? Teleloop? I can't remember the name. I'll figure that out.
That's an older technology. It's like an RF technology.
Yeah. Is there something more modern? I like the idea of Bluetooth.
I think you should use Bluetooth, yeah.
So do TVs come with a Bluetooth audio?
Not usually, no. But this is a good question that I haven't really researched, but I'm trying to right now.
How
Bluetooth
about a
transmitter?
I think some receivers now have Bluetooth in them, don't they?
Well, Bluetooth reception.
Ah.
So that you can stream from your phone or your
course,
iPad. Or
but
something.
Not output.
But output. Bluetooth transmitter is what I'm looking for.
Yeah. You can do you could do a micro power FM transmitter. That's legal.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, you could.
In fact, the guy we talk to every year, somebody in the chat room reminds me, the guy we talk to every year, thank you, Sybil, about his Christmas display that has exactly that. You tune your radio as you drive it to the Christmas display to his low-power FM transmitter, and then you can hear the music in your car.
Yeah.
Here's somebody in the chat
room. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just noticing a couple of links from Dale Poco. Click Americana, drive-in theater speaker car. I don't know if that's any good. And Source, here's an interesting one. I'll put this link in the show notes because it's kind of weird. It's a whole house FM transmitter. Yeah, so what it would do is it's analog. You plug the analog output from your source, your Blu-ray or whatever you're using to play, into
or your
this.
AV receiver, yeah.
Yeah, and this would be basically an FM radio. And then, Grandpa and Grandma have to get an FM receiver.
Yeah, like a Walkman or something.
Yeah, a lot of things will do that. So this is from Source FM transmitter.com. It's called Source. Interesting idea.
There's a bunch of Bluetooth transmitters I've found just by Googling
Bluetooth is limited range. They're only about 30 feet.
Yeah, no, you're right about
limited,
that.
Limited range, and I was hoping to broadcast to multiple devices.
Right.
So I don't know if you can do multiple
Bluetooth,
devices.
You pair it. Not every.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
So
that's
this,
true.
I think this is
FM
it.
FM is probably the better.
And the neighbors can listen. You're doing a little radio show in the backyard.
Yeah, I like it.
Hey, thanks to the chat room. We're actually getting a few of these from the chat room, so we'll put them in the show notes, techguylabs.com.